Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I got freaked out for 30 minutes instead of going to calls because of this headline, schoolgirls to get cancer jab. Well, that's a truthful headline, cancer jab. They get live cancer injections. Schoolgirls in Britain will be vaccinated against the virus that causes cervical cancer, but it doesn't protect you, their own TV ads admit. From September 2008, ministers have announced it will go further than recommended by experts, with all ages 12, 13 eligible, and a catch-up campaign up to 18. It is thought that vaccinating against human papillomavirus could save hundreds of lives in the UK each year. That's right. It's a very rare cancer to actually die from. Hundreds of lives. The vaccine is given in three injections over 6 months at the cost of around £300 a course. That's $900+ here in the U.S. Unbelievable. I said we'd go to your calls. Looking for my call list here. We're going to cover a bunch of news today. I got a bunch of different audio clips I'm going to be getting to as well. Who's up first here? Tiffany in Maryland. Thanks for holding her on the air.
I love you, Alex. Take it easy. There's so much to cover, isn't there? And doesn't it just drive you nuts?
Well, they're just killing us, and I'm sick of it.
I know. Hey, look, I've got a question, and I found an interesting quote, and I was wondering if I could read it.
Sure, go ahead.
It's about the drugging of our children. This is on a site called Teen Screen Truth. And it says, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is insane because he comes to school with certain allegiances to our founding fathers, towards our elected officials, towards his parents, towards a belief in a supernatural being, and towards the sovereignty of this nation as a separate entity.
Yeah, that's the, I'm going from memory because I have it, actually, a copy of it. That's the minutes, the official minutes of the Department of Education meeting back in the 80s.
Well, this was done in 73 at Harvard, and this was a psychiatrist.
Yeah, well, I know they also gave that in the minutes of the, we'll go ahead and reread the quote.
Okay. Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is insane because he comes to school with certain allegiances to our founding fathers, towards our elected officials, towards his parents, towards a belief in a supernatural being, and towards the sovereignty of this nation as a separate entity. It's up to you as teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international child of the future. This was said by psychiatrist Chester M. Pierce at Harvard University addressing teachers at a 1973 Childhood International Education Seminar.
Yeah, he also said that a few years later, I know, at a Department of Education meeting.
Look, I had a question, dear. Trying to do a website, it was supposed to be about the NAU, and it's not going to be because that's just such a small piece. It's going to be about every freaking thing I can think of. But I've got a section on schools being paid to drug our kids, and I'm looking at Teen Screen, and I know there's a grant that goes through Columbia University and federal grants that are funded by, you know, Big Pharma, but I can't. I've read somewhere that schools are being paid to the tune of like $500 per month per child that they drug. And I know it's under my nose.
Yeah, well, let me tell you how they do that. Once a child's being drugged, then they're under special needs.
Okay.
And they get even more than what you just mentioned on the average school district once they are in special education or under special needs designation. That's why now they have huge wings of schools that are for the special education. And, again, over two-thirds of those children are on drugs. And so you can find that just all over the place.
Okay.
But it's tied to once they're on the drugs, then they're given the special designation, and the school district gets more money for that.
Okay, cool. All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll go looking for that.
Thank you, Tiffany. Anthony, Megan, Jake, Chris, others, stay with us.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress for the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is Open Line Friday. Tons of vital news information, some powerful audio clips coming up. More on the war and Fox News saying Al-Qaeda set the fires. Unbelievable fear-mongering all coming up in this hour. Anthony in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to let you know about, you know how you're always putting up articles about what's going on in the news and everything, and Dig considers it spam.
Go ahead, you got the floor. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anyways, I'm not a user of Dig, but yesterday I had logged in and became a user, and I looked around and I saw some of the articles that you had put up there, and I saw lots and lots of digs on it, and then it doesn't ever hit the front page, and I've noticed the people talking about it that it never hits the front page. So what I did, I'm a webmaster, and I created a site called duplinks.com. That's duplinks.com. And that site is a viral news link duplicator. You can place your news links, your video links, and this is for the Patriot community because I know that everybody out there has a website, and it's free. I created this in response to the tyranny that Dig is doing.
Well, I'll have to check your site out. What do you mean it's a viral news site?
Well, what it is basically a replicated site. you can place your news link on there or blog article, and what happens is you get a replicated site, and you get a unique link that you can post on all your future content and blog articles. And whenever someone joins under you, your position is on the top on the front page, goes to the second position, and that person promotes theirs on their news article sites, and you can get a readership, and it just duplicates and duplicates and goes absolutely viral. So you would have basically people reading your article on other people's article sites.
Interesting. I'll have to check it out. Anything else?
Well, also, you had mentioned, I saw the video, the We Are Changed video about Bill Clinton. I just wanted to mention something about that. I have to say that We Are Changed is a fantastic group. I condone exactly what they're doing, but that video was very poor. And I just hope that they would just, you know, take a second look at that, and next time when they do future videos, to really reassemble, you know, what they've been doing and to do it right, because that one was very poorly made.
All right. Thank you so much, Anthony, for the call. I got to say something, though. I got an idea for everybody. How about you go out and confront Bill Clinton and do a better job? That's my idea. My idea is, instead of saying, hey, you guys that are taking action need to do a better job, that you should go out all the time. I get emails and calls. You should fix this. You should do that. You need to do more here. You need to do more there. You need to cover this. You need to cover that. They have put out, I don't know, it's got to be more than 100 confrontation videos. And a lot of them are really well done, up close and excellent. Some of them are a little choppy. I mean, they're in a big bookstore with all these people around them pushing them. And, yeah, it's a little bit choppy, and it's hard to hear exactly what Clinton's saying. The point is he's being confronted. And then a lot of people get it confused. They're going, wait a minute, you said Minnesota confronted him. We've caught you in a major lie. This was New York where he was confronted. Two separate confrontations. Two separate. People do that kind of stuff all the time. And, again, you need to be more complex in your thought processes. I mean, instead of just coming to a position, you need to research a little more and make sure you're right. Instead of, and I'm not going to try to sit here and get into a criticism deal. It's just that it sounds ridiculous to me. It sounds ridiculous to have loose change out there busting their hind ends, putting out great videos, mediocre videos. I mean, this is live action. This is real. Putting out, you know, good, bad, and the ugly. And then just to say, they need to do a little bit better on those videos. We're trying as hard as we can. The fact is, we're on the field. We're out in the game. We're doing the best job. We're going 110%. But I think with a nation of spectators, you kind of just, it's this mentality of then telling the people that are on the field how they could do it better. But obviously, sir, you're out there doing something with a website, so I'm not criticizing you on that point. But if you don't like being criticized, imagine how it is for We Are Changed to be being criticized. It's shocking. Absolutely shocking. I let you go because I didn't want to yell at you and wanted to be a little more respectful. I'm trying to be nice. Megan in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Megan.
Hello.
Hi. Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you? Thanks a lot for your show. There's so many things you brought up in the hour I've been on the phone, but one thing I wanted to call and ask for your help for Ron Paul. We're having a huge rally for Ron Paul in Philadelphia on Veterans Day weekend on November 10th at Independence Mall, right across the street from Independence Hall. And we're hoping to have thousands of people here, and we need to have thousands of people here. There's going to be national television media covering the event, and we want to have lots and lots of people.
Well, there's no doubt that this is the big push and that we need to contribute, we need to spread the word, put out more yard signs, and in the first three or four states, where they're going to have primaries. If you happen to be living in those states, call into talk radio every day, plugging Ron Paul. But do it by telling a story or including him in the news. It doesn't do much. You just say, vote Ron Paul. But the key here is, and this is happening every other call now, hey, we're having a meeting in Texas. We're having a meeting in Ohio. We're having a meeting in New Jersey. We're having a meeting in New Hampshire. What everybody listening should do is, who's online, is go to the meetup groups, type into, you know, the name of your town, the name of your state, and Ron Paul rally. Google will then show you where that's at, and then contact that group and organize and bring a busload or a van load or even just yourself to that rally, because there's so many hundreds of rallies as he's having, it's almost impossible to go through them all and list them all.
Right, that's true. And this is on the meetup. If people go to Meetup for Philadelphia, they're going to find the link to the rally. We also have a website, if I can plug it.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure.
Okay. It's http://philly.ronpaulrally.org.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. But listen, this is happening every other call now, and I'm trying to explain to people that the most effective thing to do is, if you live in Philly, or you live in Denver, or you live in Chicago, but I'm talking about the key states like Michigan and Detroit and New Hampshire, the places that are going to have primaries first, or Iowa or Ohio, you need to go search that out. It's very easy with a search engine. You type Ron Paul rally and the name of your state, and you click news, you click web, you go to meetup. I mean, that's the best way. Here's the deal. Because the chances are that people who are in Philadelphia that are listening to this show, is probably hundreds listening because it's over internet and shortwave. We have listeners everywhere, every little town, every big city. But the chances are they're listening right now isn't very good. But the chances that the people all over the country is 100%. And so it's better just for you to individually activate and you go seek out the Ron Paul people and get involved that way. I'm really talking about the whole theory of information distribution here. Also, go to ronpaul2008.com and look at the list of events. Look at the list of their sponsored events and where Ron Paul's going to be. See, that's the best way to do it. Because it destroys a radio show when it's just plug after plug. Hey, here's a website. Hey, here's a Ron Paul. Hey, I got a tractor for sale. I know when I was out of town, supposedly, that's basically all that happened. And I just, you know. Let's talk to Jake in Louisiana. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I'm fired up today. I just watched Endgame for the second time, and that's got me fired up. That's top-notch, dynamic, journalistic work right there. I'm telling you what, that is a great job. My hat's off to you and Rob and Aaron and the whole crew. You guys did a great job with that. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to get my copy and start burning them.
Well, thank you. I mean, we did just launch it last night, and I'll hold you over it maybe if you have more to say. But, yeah, I haven't put that question out to the listeners, and I am asking the listeners to call in who have seen Endgame at PrisonPlanet.tv to tell me, to give me your true, honest feedback. I mean, I want to know what you really think of the film. We're going to go to break, but I'm going to come back to you. But just right now, start telling me, sir, what you thought of Endgame.
Spot on. I couldn't. It's just. It's professionally done. The music is great, and it's the information is right on. I've looked into a lot of this stuff myself over the past 7 or 8 years, and it's right on. It's entertaining. It puts the information out there in an easy to understand way, and I can't wait to give copies to all my friends and all my relatives and everybody. I saw it in Austin. I made a road trip to Austin last month, and just to see the premiere at the Alamo, and it was always blown away then, and after this is, so this is the second time I've seen it today, and if it streams great on the site, downloads quickly, it's y'all done a great job.
Just what part of the film did you think was the most powerful?
Oh, let's see. I love watching Jim Tucker work. He must be a character. Love watching him work. My favorite part so far is the part where y'all are confronting the Bilderberg guys. That's just great. That is classic stuff. That's what got me so fired up. Taking it to these, as Bill Hicks used to say, these liars and murderers, just taking it to their chin every time.
Absolutely. Well, anything else you'd like to add, sir?
That's all. God bless you, and thank you for the work you do.
Thank you. Chris, Tim, many others, your calls are straight ahead. I'm starting to get into my rhythm. Take a lot of calls this hour, 1-800-800-800. 800-259-9231. Have you seen the Endgame? I want your review of it. Any news stories you want to talk about, you agree, you disagree, we'll get you on air. It's Friday. Stay with us.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 26, 2007, gold $777.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $801.21, $394.95 for half, $197.48 for quarter. That's $801.15, $394.95, and $197.48. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
They treat you like children. They tell you Al-Qaeda is burning Malibu and San Diego. And they're on talk radio saying, and I've been hearing them, scaring you, using terrorism to terrorize you. Chris in Boston, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. How?
Hi.
Yes,
hi,
sir.
How you doing? Well,
good.
I just want to say I'm watching the news, and the Mexican consulate in New York City has been bombed, according to CNN right now. But anyways, that's not what I'm calling about.
Hold on. That's big news. Let me check that. We'll get that up on PrisonPlanet.com and Truth News right now. Let me just refresh. I bet it's already up there. The Mexican now, is it the bottle bomb thing? The British government's been caught where they shut off and blow up a trash can?
I don't know. I was just seeing that mention. It caught my eye. It was barely a blurb. It was kind of, devious.
Let me just stop you, because the British have done this in London at their main, not their embassy, but their foreign office department. They've been caught doing it in New York, so have the Israelis, and years later it comes out that they'll shut off like a large firecracker, basically blow up a trash can, and then they do that to get more security, or they'll have some mental patient, and literally they just got some guy for pipe bombs here in Austin. It wasn't even really a pipe bomb. It was like some homemade explosives and some nails, and then he's literally a mental patient, registered schizophrenic. Then they send him to prison for it, so it could also be a schizophrenic anti-illegal alien group, and now they'll have to ban protesting illegals because we all know that we're terrorists. This is big news. I'm going to go to CNN.com. You keep talking.
I just wanted to call about the TSA law that requires internal passports, and I just want to know how the fires will affect that law and if drivers are going to be put into that public TSA. And I'm worried about that. And are they going to be searching cars for lighters and lighter fuel?
All right. I'm rude. I'm rude, and I normally wouldn't allow a computer in studio for years because I would do this. I would start surfing and ignoring you, and I was just ignoring you, reading for pipe bombs or whatever. Start over. What about TSA?
Oh, TSA, internal passport law. You got
yes.
to get permission to ride any state.
Yes, they have announced that, and again, yes, first it's, and they said this right when they staged 9/11, they're going to phase in our slavery. First it's you got to have IDs and barbed wire fences to get into schools. Then it's 9/11, you got to have it to get on planes. Then it's buses, then it's trains, then it's ferries, then it's the highways. Then it's they're going to build permanent checkpoints. I saw this in transportation and anti-terror funding in 1998. It's in my film, Police State 2000. I show the documents and news articles. They're going to build hardened checkpoints on the NAFTA superhighways, 83 of them, and search you at state lines, search you at national parks, search you in controlled zones to get into cities that have federal buildings, all publicly announced. People say, how did you know this was going to happen? They publicly announced it.
You can go right on the whitehouse.gov and read it for yourself.
It says you have to have an internal passport. No, this is Nazi Germany. But the illegal aliens don't have to have IDs to live in New York and get driver's license. And I mean, that's what's so sick about this. It's totally for us, the cattle, in case we don't want to have our cancer virus injections. Anything else, sir?
I saw Endgame. It was wonderful. I'm a CG artist, and I just have to say it was very good, and I enjoyed it. And the compression you used was really good. I actually wanted to get the number of the compression you used because I want to use it.
Well, I'll tell you this. A year or two ago, we were terrible at the compression and the videos we put out. We need to go back and redo a lot of the ones we did and put them out. I mean, they were okay, but we spent like 3 guys, 6 months testing compressions and fiddling and checking things, and we think we've gotten it. In fact, Aaron was just in here. I think he's getting some coffee across the street. I'll have Aaron come in here in the next segment and tell you the compression. You want to know how we compress the Flash or the QuickTime or the Windows?
The Windows, because a lot of the Windows I use for YouTube, and I'm having compression problems. They always come out choppy.
Well, here's the problem, though. See, we did it specifically for our servers. It's different with how then they secondarily compress. And so you've got to fiddle with it and test. I don't think we've even perfected that ourselves. We've just done it with our own prison plan.
It's like a tip or something.
Yeah, but we don't even know ourselves. It's really weird. It seems like minimal I don't know how to explain it. I've gone through all the data. It seems like the cruddier the camera, the simpler the signal, then the way they compress it looks clearer. It's strange. You take high-definition signals, then compress them down to intermediate and then down again. I don't know all the technical terms. I just watch them do it. Then it does weird stuff on YouTube because they compress it again. So I think it's the two conversions there, and I think it's the pixel shapes. That's what I've heard and read. I don't know. I'm going to get somebody in here who knows a little more about it than me during the next segment, okay?
TSA law, what you call on that? Is that a peg in the or a wake-up call or what?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, man. Oh, by the way, I haven't even covered one of our top stories today. For some reason, I haven't even gotten to our top story. I'll tell you about it when we get back. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Narnax Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Narnax Man, and your toenails need Narnax Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Narnax Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolate and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. things that you really do. Everybody knows,
John,
that you've been faithful. Give or take a night or two. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows, everybody knows,
everybody knows,
everybody knows.
Welcome back. We're going to go to Tim, Rochelle, Bob, Jesse, Ed, and many others. And I've got a top story I haven't even gotten to yet. Thought crime bill could ensnare peaceful activists. I read the whole bill last night. When I heard it, I couldn't believe it. It's pretty amazing. But here is Aaron Dykes with a technical question about how we compressed in-game in the Windows, you know, for people that are out there compressing videos for web streaming. But this may not be good for you, sir, because you're compressing and then putting it on YouTube and Google, who have their own compression systems that are, I guess, not publicized, and then it does something different. But maybe Aaron can give you an idea on what we found is good with the conversion that way as well, just briefly here. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, in general, we try to give a little bit higher file sizes for the new film because everyone's so excited about it. Instead with our weekly reports and everything. But if you're going to Google Video, you definitely want to go with the higher quality settings. In this case, the Windows high setting was 850 kilobits a second. We went with a 640 by 360 frame size, which was a 16 by 9 ratio.
And what's the compression system we're using?
We use Apple's compressor.
The latest one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they just put out a new compressor.
And we play with a lot of stuff, but this new one really came out good.
Yeah, I was particularly happy with the streaming flash settings. I thought that looked really nice.
Any other tidbits for folks?
Yeah, in this case, we went with three QuickTimes. We have a even higher quality than usual QuickTime file, which is the largest file we have. And there's also some low file sizes for people who might still be on modems or slow broadband or something.
So break that down. How many total formats, and then how many size files? But there's four size files for Flash, three for QuickTime, two for Windows, or what have we done?
Yeah, that's about what we've done. Flash being the most handy.
Trey is bringing us some information. Thank you, Trey. Thank you so much. Ah, yes, thank you. I'd forgotten to get those new stories, and now we have them. It's been quite a day here at the office as well. We had one great employee here. His dad collapsed while his mom was having surgery at the hospital. And they're older folks. And then one of my other employees' girlfriends was diagnosed with cancer. I'm not going to say who, but the point is it's just a sad day here at the office. I don't know why I always say everything on air. You know, Aaron, that's the thing about the small crew we've got here. We went through a lot of steps just... Well, we spent like a month just fiddling with these, 11 files or so, haven't we?
Yeah, I was surprised how much the post-production took, because I was familiar that it would take a long time to edit, obviously. It took us over a year. But the actual post-production, getting it to DVD and getting it ready for the web, took over a month, I believe.
Well, the DVD took a month, and then this has taken a month of work separately for you.
Yeah, well, I hope folks are enjoying it out there.
Well, it certainly paid off in the quality. I mean, we had it on different computers here last night watching it or during the evening, and when we launched it at about 6 o'clock, and it was just crystal clear. We had it on big screen monitors, and it was blown up on big screen. My big screen computer is like 25-inch monitors, and it just was crystal clear. I'm like, my goodness, this is super quality.
Yeah, it's just too bad that by the time you go to Google Video, it's never going to be as crisp. It's always going to be... watered down a little bit.
Well, that's why folks should go to prisonplanet.tv to see it and pay the 15 cents. Because it's like watching it on television instead of watching it through 15 feet of water.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's nice that it's out there, too.
Well, Aaron, really good job. I appreciate all your work on that. Thank you. Okay. I know we have loaded phones here, and there's several different pieces I want to get to. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but here's Keith Olbermann. talking about the forest fires, and then I'll comment on them a little bit more, but he frankly says it better than I can, and then I've got a few comments to critique what he said, and then I'm going to get into the big news. Thought crime bill could ensnare peaceful activist. And I read the bill last night, and it passed the House. This is, we get blindsided by this stuff. It talks about internet radio being terrorist and how our speech is causing terrorism. Basically, what Glenn Beck and all these other hosts are saying, that we're dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. He said me by name on his radio show, dangerous, dangerous, dangerous. I'm just so dangerous, folks, because I'll report that they want you to take live cancer viruses that attack your brain when it's in their own news articles. I'm just completely radical and insane, and I make films with the thousands of admissions, just covering a few dozen, where they admit they nerve gas and kill American citizens and troops and radiate us and torture us and just absolutely hate our guts and enjoy killing us. You know, psychopathic killers run things. They try to warp our police and military to be like them and serve them. They haven't been able to fully do what they wanted because the cops and military aren't evil yet, though they're trying to twist them right now. So here's Oberman.
It is postulated by some historians that the original reign of terror, the endless cycle of rises to power, followed by denunciations, followed by the horse cart express to the guillotine in revolutionary France, finally collapsed because ordinary citizens just couldn't take it seriously anymore in a grisly, costly, nauseating way. The idea that there were enemies everywhere, even among those who had just said there are enemies everywhere, had become laughable. Our fourth story in the countdown, we may be nearing that tipping point for the terror publicans, their president, and their television propaganda channel. As Fox News breathlessly reports a four-year-old memo as breaking terror news about the California fires, and as a president sets up the ultimate stupid straw man argument, the old Avis commercial comes to mind. Ever get the feeling some people just stop trying? First, the president.
We established a program at the Central Intelligence Agency to question key terrorist leaders and operatives captured in the war on terror. This program has produced critical intelligence that has helped us stop a number of attacks, including a plot to strike the U.S. Marine camp in Djibouti, a planned attack on the U.S. consulate in Karachi, a plot to hijack a passenger plane and fly it into Library Tower in Los Angeles, California, or a plot to fly passenger planes into Heathrow Airport and buildings into downtown London. Despite the record of success, and despite the fact that our professionals use lawful techniques, the CIA program has come under renewed criticism in recent weeks. Those who oppose this vital tool in the war on terror need to answer a simple question. Which of the attacks I have just described would they prefer we had not stopped?
Let's back it up, back to Oberman before we go back to it. It is not lawful. Now, it has been confirmed and generals have gone public that Bush ordered the memos written up, the directorates, to the memoranda to order the brutal torture. And then the memos, they said, well, waterboarding, torturing children in front of their parents, beating people up, freezing them, doing all these hundreds of things, is not torture. It is now in tough interrogation. It is pressure. And if we kill someone, but we didn't mean to kill them, it's not even torture. I mean, torturing people to death isn't torture. See, they play lawyer games with you. It's like Karl Rove said, we control reality. We just change what words mean. And yeah, for a public that can't find the U.S. on a world map, for a public that think that they speak a foreign language in England, that you need interpreters, for a public that literally don't know their state capitals or anything, you might as well just tell them that killing somebody by torturing them isn't torture. And now it has come out in the last 2 weeks that Bush signed a secret directive ordering what they called torture, and that generals have gone public now saying, oh, yeah, I read the president's actual order. That has not been released yet. They just admit it's there, ordering the torture. And so the incredible news here is that once they got caught, see, first they said they were torturing on the news. Remember that right after the attacks? They thought they could sell you then on it. They tried to break the ice. Then when the images came out, even the whitewashed ones, they backed off and said, oh, we're not involved in that. We're going to imprison the people. So they send the people that follow the orders to jail, and I'm not absolving them either, but the greater guilt is those that gave the order. And then he gets up there and says, you know, we stopped all these attacks. Which one of these attacks would you want to have happened? Here it is.
Setting aside all the intelligence community skepticism about all of those alleged plots, including the one in which Mr. Bush could not even get the name of the L.A. skyscraper in question correct, there is the additional element of what happens when the culture of fear begins to inspire not terror nor outrage, but laughter. Fox News today on the California wildfires. Believe it or not, its morning team today wanted America to see Al-Qaeda's shadow in these flames. Pay close attention, because it's almost all wrong.
The June 25th memo from the FBI's Denver offices, it was reported 3 days ago, 5 days ago, by the Arizona Republic. That was in the newspaper. They carried this story, and they continue to expand on it.
Brian, the plot, they say, according to this detainee, and they don't know if the detainee is telling the truth or if he's just lying. The plot was to set 3 or 4 wildfires, but they don't mention California. They mention Colorado, Montana, Utah, and Wyoming.
Okay, apart from the irrelevancy, just the major factual mistakes on the air there. The memo was reported not 3 days ago, 5 days ago, but 6 days ago, plus 1,560 more days ago. The memo is from July 11th, 2003. The Arizona Republic is a newspaper. Congratulations, Fox. But it has not been carrying the story, nor continuing to expand upon it. The guy who reported it doesn't even work there anymore. The never-confirmed, 4-year-old-plus-old plot not only didn't mention California, the fires were also supposed to be set simultaneously, unlike these, and they were intended for the middle of summer. Let's turn now to Rachel Maddow, whose show airs every weeknight on Air America Radio. Rachel, good evening.
Hi, Keith.
Overall question. Am I being too optimistic, or has giggling now passed paranoia in response to the president and these macaw parrots working at Fox?
Yeah, the Al-Qaeda started the wildfires line, the Barack Obama went to a madrasa line, and the new line, too, which is that the only barrier between us and peace in Iraq is that we haven't yet started a war with Iran, because once we do that, then there will be peace in Iraq. I mean, it would be one thing if this was just a news network that was wrong a lot. That would be amusing enough, but they're wrong for a reason. They're wrong to try to make Republicans seem right, and they're wrong to try to make what is an extreme and therefore kind of an extremely indefensible Republican agenda right now for the country seem sane. And because it's about such serious stuff, I feel a little guilty thinking that it's funny and finding hilarity in it. But at the same time, when I heard this morning that Fox was saying that Al-Qaeda started the wildfires, I will admit to coffee streaming out my nose onto my desk and laughing very hard.
All right. All right, you can watch the rest of it at PrisonPlanet.com or TruthNews.us. But see, notice it's the Republican agenda. No, the leadership of the Democratic Party are more pro-war than the general Republican Party. They are the biggest hawks, the Schumers, the Hillarys. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And so there's the spin, though. Oh, the Democrats, they will save us while Fox News is bankrolling and advising and fundraising for Hillary for 5 years. I mean, they're running the show. Bush is already appointing all these cabinet people and the Pentagon people from the Clinton administration saying that they are for her and going to put her in office. And Fox News is, by the way, attacking Ron Paul, and every Fox-owned, Rupert Murdoch-owned newspaper is attacking him. And or omitting him or lying about him. I mean, you people, you fake Republicans make me want to throw up. I am so sick of you pushing Hillary and attacking Ron Paul. There is no end to your treason. Now, the really big news, and then we're going to go to all your calls. And I know we've got a lot of them, and I'm going to take them. Thought crime bill could ensnare peaceful activists. Now Paul Watson's got a great article written up on this. There was another good one from Rogue Government. .com. They got a great site. I've been watching it. They've got another analysis of it. House passes thought crime prevention bill. And you can go over there and read that too. So the best link to it's over on Rents.com. But thought crime bill could ensnare peaceful activists. Fears that government could define internet radicalization and criticism of terrorism mount. Violent comments left on message boards by trolls could be exploited to entrap peaceful 9/11 truthers. A very important article by Paul Watson up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. A new bill that recently passed the House is headed for the Senate. Approval has online activists worried that the vague definitions used for defining the internet's contribution to radicalization of political terrorists could lead to a government crackdown on talk radio, they've been calling for that, free speech, and the 9/11 truth movement. The bill is H.R. 1955, the Violent Radicalization Homegrown Terrorist Prevention Act of 2007, and passed Congress after a bipartisan vote yesterday, and they voted, 402 of them voted. We have the vote up on PrisonPlanet.com. You can link through to it and see how 402, or 90-plus percent of the Congress voted for it. The bill defines violent radicalization as the process of adopting or promoting extremist belief systems for the purpose of facilitating ideological-based violence to advance political, religious, or social change. Folks, I'm going to tell you what this nexus is in with when we get back, and it's the Soviet Union, man. This is Alexander Solzhenitsyn must be freaking out over in Europe. I'd love to get him on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happens to you.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Be patient, Tim, Rochelle, Jennifer, Dennis. We're going to get to all of you. Wide open phones in the next hour. I want to finish up with this horrible federal bill saying it's illegal to have political speech if they can then claim that it caused somebody to later do something violent. That's what they're always trying to say. Oh, they shouldn't be able to talk like that. These 9/11 truthers are dangerous. They're making people hate the government. That should be illegal. America's about worshiping your government and not having free speech. They're doing all this because we're hurting them. So that's coming up in a moment. You know, I wouldn't carry the sponsor until I'd read the book. And quite frankly, there's four CDs that come with it and 50, 60-something hours of audios and all these other documents. I couldn't screen all that. I spot-checked it, and it's all accurate from what I've seen. Great tips, a lot of things it took me years to learn, and a bunch of stuff I didn't know, but it's just good, sound advice of how to shut the debtors down, how to know all the loopholes. All the this is the real stuff, not patriot mythology about how you send them some chicken legs and some foo-foo dust and, you know, a Federal Reserve double note in your name in all caps. Now, this is just real stuff that works. And it is the book, Debtor's Secret Weapon, audio CDs. And it just goes on and on how to shut them down, folks, and how to... But there's just too much to tell you all about it. You got to get this. It's outin90.com, outin90.com, out, O-U-T-I-N, and then 90.com, or 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365 or outin90.com. These guys have been trying to get me to sponsor, take them for like 2 years. And I just, all that debt stuff, most of the time is a scam. I wouldn't take it. I said outin90, I mean, the name's kind of, I guess it's to get your attention, but the material is spot on from my research. 877-327-0365 or outin90.com. But get the book and decide for yourself. Because I wouldn't attempt to steer you wrong, but it's for you to make your own decision with the material. But it's pretty much mainline stuff, but most people don't know it. That's supposed to be a 60-second plug. It's about a 3-minute plug because I get into a subject and I can't shut up about it. Because this is something helpful for the listeners. Finishing up with this, you can go read the bill itself. We've got links to it in this article. The bill defines violent radicalization as the process of adopting or promoting an extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideological-based violence. You see, so it says you say something that makes people hate the government. See, that causes ideologically-based violence to advance political, religious, or social change. It further defines homegrown terrorism as the use, planned use, or threatened use of force or violence by a group or individual born, raised, or based and operating primarily within the United States and possession of the United States to intimidate or coerce the United States government, the civilian population of the United States, or any segment thereof in furtherance of political or social objectives. So this just publicly nexuses Section 802 of H.R. 3162, better known as the USA Patriot Act of October 27, 2001, which states that any misdemeanor is an act of terrorism and then says that trying to have influence government is terrorism. Any political action is terrorism. That's why they can claim that they can arrest you for demonstrating, because that's terrorism under their definition, and they teach the feds that. And, I mean, this is just so criminal out in the open. This is so ridiculous. But Rhode Island 3 years ago, it was in the Rhode Island Journal Sentinel. It was in, what, News 11, NBC? It said in Rhode Island that criticizing the government was illegal, 50 years in prison. Now, they tried to pass a law in Oregon. It did pass, but they repealed it overnight in Rhode Island. It passed through one of their houses, one of the sections. And it said they're downloading music, life in prison. I mean, they're not playing games, folks. They want to enslave you. This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. We ask.